Welcome to District 32 Radio. I'm your host, Jackie Campbell, and it's my absolute pleasure to interview each of our members so you can get to know them just that little bit better.
Now, running small businesses can be quite disturbing. You just don't know what to do next. You have all these ideas, and sometimes prioritising that, especially when there's sort of you and the cat, can be really tricky. So what you need is a partner. Someone you can bounce around ideas with, someone who can be really invested in your success without taking over your business for you. These things do exist. Today we're joined by Jen May from May Dynamic, who does just that. Jen, welcome.
Welcome, Jackie.
Did I get that kind of right? Is that what May Dynamics does?
Yes, May Dynamics is a business success partner, so you got it exactly right. One of the main things we find is that small to medium business owners are completely overwhelmed by people asking them to invest their time and their money in the great white hope, you know, whatever the next big thing is. And they've got a million different pools on their pockets. They're not very big in the first place. So we work long term with business owners on the profits and growth and the processes of their business so that they can grow in a sustainable way as big as their dreams want to take them.
Okay. So you partner with them to grow and scale?
Absolutely, yes.
So that they don't get themselves in a complete tangle?
Yes. So most business owners have tried and failed in the past.
Failing is important.
It is very important. It helps grow. But on the other hand, you don't want to fail six times because there's a lot of money that gets invested in those failures.
That is true. As long as you're not failing the same way six times.
Yes, that's true.
There's always something to learn. Yep.
So I don't mind for somebody failing once, but I'd rather they only failed once and then they learned from that and made it successful the next time. So what we do is we talk about five phases of business growth, mm-hmm. and each of them needs to be put in place for the next one to be able to grow on the top of that.
Okay.
So a business has to be profitable. First and foremost, there's no point being in business if you can't make money. So the first phase is being profitable. No business is going to succeed if it's not set up to be profitable.
But we hear so often, it's okay, don't worry about it. Your business isn't going to be profitable for the first 3 to 5 years. Buckle in, it's going to be a ride. And of course, it does ask the question, well, why not?
Precisely. Now, there's always a expensive phase at the beginning of set up a business when the expenses seem to outweigh the incomings. Mm-hmm. That's normal. But within a few months, you want to be starting to see the returns are increasing, obviously. If they're not, you really seriously need to consider the business you're in the first place. Mm. Second phase is productivity. It needs to be productive. So what we usually do is work with businesses that have put on somewhere up to about 15 plus staff.
Okay.
And they're getting to the point where they're seeing that every staff member they put on seems to be seeing a decrease in productivity.
Isn't it funny how that happens? It's like it costs you more. And it's not just the training phase, is it? Not the onboarding and training phase. You're talking about beyond
long term.
That.
Yeah. That loss of productivity, it's down to about 70% on average for a lot of people.
Is that too many smokers and too many coffees?
I mean, unfortunately, not just that. I mean, you can put in policies to deal with that.
Yeah.
But a lot of it is just processes that aren't efficient, people performance that's not being measured and monitored. People are allowed to get away with all sorts of things. There's a huge variation in the performance contracts and the position contracts that people have. So the second phase is very much making sure that every single staff member that you have is turning in a productive day's work and being more than worth the amount that you're paying for them.
So what's the fundamental there? Is it something as simple as just being clear about what you're expecting people to do? Or is there more to it than that?
No, that's exactly what it starts with. So it's amazing how many small businesses who start with maybe one director never get around to creating an org chart. So what we do as a business success partner is work with people to do what we call climbs, which is the big growth of their business, mm-hmm. and also put in place the anchor points, which will stop them slipping back. And that's why most people fail.
Because so often you see business which just gets, say, a big contract, expands, and then it's got no structure, and all they do is collapse back on within 6 months. Yeah,
exactly. So what we do is, the strategy is all about balancing the big expansion with everything that you need to put underneath that so you can never slip back again.
Right.
So when it comes to productivity and the people side of things, you'd start with an org chart, have a position contract for every person that's there so you know exactly what they're responsible for.
Should that be every person?
Every role.
Or every role that you have? Because you can, effectively, when you're small, you can sign on to multiple, effectively, these are all my responsibilities, can't you? And then slowly unsign them and hand them over as you bring people in.
That's exactly what we talk about. So my org chart at the moment, we've got two directors in May Dynamics, and the org chart shows each of those directors holding about 15 different positions.
So you have a vision for the future.
Absolutely. And it means that what we will do is, as we recommend to any business, we will replace ourselves with junior people, because the easiest positions, roles to hand over, are the most junior ones, the simplest ones.
I guess also if you bring in someone who's very experienced, sometimes I've found you end up them running their business from your structure.
Absolutely.
As opposed to perhaps doing things your way.
Yeah. So we always talk about imprinting the DNA of the owner in their business. So we decide what we want our business to look like. We want to create a culture that supports that. And some of that is as simple as create a process, hire the right person who mirrors what you're looking to succeed, to achieve, and then get that person to follow the process. If I'm hiring a doctor, absolutely I need somebody with a medical qualification. If I'm hiring a receptionist, I don't need any experience. I need somebody who can learn, somebody who's got the right personality and who supports what I'm trying to achieve.
Okay. So that comes back to that, hire the person, teach the skill,
sort of
kind of thing. So someone who sits within a team and can work and add value for what they're doing.
Yeah, and contribute to the culture as well as to the actual role that they're doing, which is really important. So that's the second phase, the productivity. The third phase is to become well known. So that's the point. Most people overemphasize marketing at the beginning and they almost overexpand. And as you said, they've got too many sales coming in. They can't meet the sales. Yeah. And that's when the customer service and the quality falls away.
And then all you're doing is ruining your reputation before you've even really started it.
Yeah, exactly. So that's when absolutely push the marketing, push the sales, get as big as you can, go for it.
So marketing comes third.
Okay. Marketing comes third.
Righto.
Yep. The fourth phase is the systematising of the business.
So you systematise after you market?
To an extent, yes. So you have the basic processes in place all the way through. But this is the point at which you want to be able to really, really expand and really start to rely on those things looking after themselves.
Okay.
So a lot of people, for example, will put in place systems at the beginning and they'll want to automate everything. But what they're automating is rubbish. So we talk about...
Always good. Tuesday morning, the bin goes out. Got it. Yeah.
Exactly. So what we talk about is same thing, completely different. The S stands for simplify. Mm-hmm. Always make sure, first of all, that what you're doing is streamlined and it's the right thing to be doing. The A stands for automate. So absolutely, at this point, is the time to put in place systems and processes that reduce the workload as much as possible, make sure that it's as scalable as possible.
Okay.
And then the ME is managed by exception, which is the other thing that most business owners fail to do. They have a tendency to micromanage or to just detach themselves. Whereas if you put in place good reporting systems, it means that you can see the critical things to what's making your business successful or not. And that's the way that then you can manage any trends, any blips that are happening, pick them up immediately.
Okay, so if all of a sudden you've got an order for 100,000 widgets, where you normally supply 10, you'd be going, oh, hang on, is there a thingy?
Exactly. Or, you know, what usually happens is that suddenly you might have a 3% quality, 3% fail rate.
Mm-hmm.
If that suddenly goes up to 10%, you're spotted immediately, you know you've got a problem, and you can start looking at the root causes of what's contributing to that trend.
Yeah, I guess similar thing, if you usually have a 60% conversion rate and all of a sudden it drops to 30, what happened?
Exactly.
Is it a training thing, is it a whatever? Now that sounds completely sensible.
Exactly.
Yeah. Who knew? Is this what you've always done?
Yes, it is.
Since the beginning of time?
Since you weren't in the cradle.
Previously an accountant or a bank manager or a mining operator or anything strange?
What I'm doing now is exactly what Gary and I have both done for 20 years, for our whole careers, basically, which is change management.
Mm-hmm.
So we started working in very large organisations, contributed to JP Morgan being the biggest investment bank in the world. So at 23, I was the project manager for European exchanges. Yes. Every single time there was a stock exchange connectivity project, I was the person responsible for making sure that we were connected, making sure that all of JP Morgan's customers in Europe were able to do business on that stock exchange. So it was a pretty pivotal thing to be doing.
Mm.
And then lots more projects in big organisations, stock exchanges, other banks. And then when I became a mother about 11 years ago, I made a conscious decision to stop working in the big corporates and to start working in the smaller local community-based organisations.
What drove that?
I have a lot more belief in what they're trying to achieve. It's a lot more easy to become impassioned about somebody who's a real person, who you know the money they make is actually paying a mortgage, putting the children into ballet lessons, whatever it might be. And if they've got 100 people dependent on their business being successful, that's absolutely critical to not just them, but the community they live in. Mm-hmm. So, for example, the last organisation I worked in was a family-run business with about 150 staff.
It's still a big family business.
It is. It's a big group of family businesses. They started in 1884, so it's a very old business as well.
Wow. So you kind of assume that they've got it right by now. Well, at least they've got a vague idea about what they're doing.
Still, it's amazing. They're still tweaking, and that's why I was working there.
But interestingly, you say that. If they're still tweaking, which means they're still evolving, which means they're still potentially growing and adapting to the environment that is around them.
Definitely.
Because we are not the same
world that they were 100 years ago.
100 years ago, absolutely.
And that's part of the challenge. It's a manufacturing business. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, whereas 100 years ago they would have made handmade timber doors and windows, now a lot of it's computerised. They've got an amazing factory with lots of automated systems. And yet it's really interesting that the specific differentiation of what they do comes from the hand finishing. Yep. They still have to have those qualified, trained, skilled craftsmen painting and screwing and all the other things that you do to make a beautiful window.
Yeah. As opposed to something which goes into a house which goes up really quickly, which then goes mouldy. Yep.
Exactly. Yeah. Something that will last you for 20 years. Mm. That's why I started working in smaller businesses. For the last 10 years, I've been basically building businesses up from the ground sometimes, creating all of the processes, recruiting the teams that they need to be able to grow. Mm-hmm. So I once had a renewable energy client who had a very big market shifting project that they were trying to launch, and I actually signed up as a customer for them, and they were oversubscribed. They had something like 4,000 customers, wow, potential customers sign up, and I came just outside their cutoff for I wasn't a customer. And then a couple of weeks later I got an email from them saying, just to bear in mind, we're trying to launch this project, it's going to be a while, bear with us. And I got in touch with them and said, I don't think you know what you're doing. I think you may have taken on more than you can deal with here.
Interesting way to generate leads.
I know, exactly. So what they'd done was, in a way, the right thing. They'd gone out and they said, we need to make this work.
At least they were communicating with you as a potential client.
Exactly.
So they weren't completely lost.
Exactly. And at least they had the sense to go, we need this person. We need somebody to come in and put in place the fundamentals so we can succeed.
Did you get to jump the queue? That's the question.
I did.
So we're going to pay three of your invoices, and instead of the other two, you're going to jump the queue. Nice.
Yeah. And I remember negotiating them down because they were trying to give me too big a discount. And I was like, you can't do that. You're not going to stay profitable if you don't charge.
If you discount me, you can't pay me. Make a decision.
Exactly.
Well, it's nice to hear someone who gets involved in the passion of her clients.
Well, that's the other thing about working with the smaller businesses and the business owners. So I work very closely alongside the business owners, mm-hmm, as a trusted advisor. My last boss wanted to call me Tom's troubleshooter because that's how he saw me, his right-hand woman, I guess.
Yeah. Well, I must admit, the angel wings are a little much to wear them in today, but the glowing is nice.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. But it's basically, by working with those people, you become a trusted advisor who can challenge.
You can get away with a lot more than...
Exactly. Yeah. And that's what I find. A lot of business owners think they know what they need, and yet they may not. Mm. And so being able to take a step back and say, hang on, no, bad idea, rethink, is really useful, because I find they're not getting that challenge from most of the people that work with them.
Yeah. See, that's quite a different approach than perhaps a traditional business coach. Someone who might sit there and go, well, hang on a minute, let's have a look at your processes. What do you think you should do next?
That's right. So what tends to happen is they come in and they have an idea of what they think is the problem. But almost always the problem is the symptom, yes, of the problem. So a lot of the challenge is going back, why? Let's get to the root cause.
Okay, so you put on your two-year-old persona and just keep asking the question.
Yeah, and don't worry if you're annoying the hell out of them, because that's what they need, is that challenge to say, we're going to get to the bottom here.
Do you occasionally get to the point where you go, okay, enough whys for today? Shall we reconvene tomorrow?
Definitely. We call it the five whys for a reason.
Yeah, okay, we've got to seven. Shall we go for tomorrow?
Exactly. Let's revisit this. So one place I worked, their big challenge was their stock control system. And, you know, it had to be sorted out. That all of the stock controllers they had were rubbish, kept leaving because they needed to be sacked because they weren't doing their job properly. On investigating, the issues they actually had were reference data wasn't being kept up to date. There was a massive cultural issue with some bullying in the organisation. And there was some input data that wasn't being made. So people in the sales process weren't capturing what they needed to do, mm-hmm. and everything else was falling.
Of course, because if you don't know what you've got, then you don't know what you can sell, and all of a sudden you've got 83 widgets and you're selling slews. Yeah, it doesn't help.
So these poor warehouse guys, it was all guesswork, basically.
They were just figuring their hair out, going, you can take your business and you know what you can do with it.
So getting to the bottom of that was a really interesting challenge, and that was directly addressing senior management issues, which is always challenging.
Genius. Yeah. But I guess it's like hold your ground, and if you're really, really, really invested in making this better, then this is what I'm seeing from the outside.
Exactly. So a business success partner relationship will work unless there's a delusional business owner who's not prepared to accept
it. Would never happen. Don't be ridiculous.
No, of course not.
No small business owners are ever delusional. Okay, so if you've got a whole bunch of people listening out there and they've gone, I promise I'm not delusional, I really think actually I need some assistance here. I'm happy to be challenged. I can contemplate that I might be slightly wrong, perhaps, in some of my processes. And they're up for it. What's the best way I can get a hold of you?
The best way to get hold of me is to either go to the May Dynamics website, mm-hmm. or to call me on my mobile number, which is 0428 199691.
Brilliant. So maydynamics.com.au, proudly Australian company. And all your contact details are there, or the stretch of the mobile.
Yes, absolutely. They're all on there, and there's an overview on there of the services we provide, the deliverables that we specifically work with businesses to put in place, mm-hmm. Which is something like 25 and counting.
Right.
And also the different ways that we engage with people as well.
Right. So all of that's well and good. They can get hold of you, you can have that conversation, we can get that all organised, people can really move forward. Mm-hmm. But there's a phase missing. Is there an end point to this?
Yes, there is an end point, and that's where we're really different. Most people come in place, haphazardly put in place everything to do a business. Mm-hmm. We come in place, we start with a vision, then we put in place a strategy to make the vision a reality, and then change the way the business is run to make the strategy a reality.
Okay.
So the end point is scalable. A business has to be able to grow as big as the business owner wants to be able to grow it. Mm-hmm. That includes franchising, it includes international operations. It really is up to that business owner to say, I am here today, but in 5 years' time, I want to be 50 times my size.
And I guess if you can't scale, you can't step away. Exactly. And you will constantly be stuck in your business.
Yes. And most business owners have effectively bought themselves a job at the moment because they are stuck doing things.
Yep. They've created a space where they go to work, where they make the rules.
Yes. And in fact, what most of them find is they're doing three roles. They're what we call the finder, the grinder, and the minder.
The finder, the grinder, and the minder.
Yeah.
Wow.
Get the work, do the work, get paid for the work.
Yeah. And then just repeat.
Exactly.
Okay. So where do people start? Obviously, giving you a hoy is a good idea, but if they just did one thing tomorrow, what would you suggest?
If they did one thing tomorrow, it's to make sure that they've thought about their vision, where they want to be in 5 years' time, and actually on the day they die. Because if they get that right, if they understand that, they're going to take that energy and they're going to put it into what they do in their business. And they're going to know the investments they need to make in their business in order to get there.
Okay. And also possibly be able to go, hang on a minute, this isn't working. I need to do something different. It's all of a sudden we're going left and I want to go right.
Exactly. Well, that's the other thing. If they've tried and failed in the past, then putting on somebody like a business success partner is a really good alternative to trying to just go it alone.
Mm, absolutely. So jump online to maydynamics.com.au.
Yes.
Reach out to you, have at least a coffee conversation and work out if there's a synergy there and you can work together to move businesses forward.
And when we start with people, we always do three free consultations.
Three free consultations?
Yes.
That's a bit over the top. That's about over discounting, yes.
Well, absolutely. But we're confident in the service we provide. So the first one is called a discovery meeting and it lets people talk about their vision, where they want to go. The second one is called a diagnostic meeting. And it starts to look at what is not in place at the moment and the profit that's leaking out of their business because they don't have those things in place. Mm-hmm. And then the third one is a proposal of what needs to be done in order to make that business successful.
Which they can either obviously go, no, that's a lot of rubbish, jump into denial mode, or go, hang on a minute, I think you're right, let's go.
Yeah, that's the intention.
Fantastic. Thank you for your time. It'd be lovely to catch up with you again.
Thank you, Jackie. It was perfect.
Thanks for joining us on District 32 Radio. If you'd like to know more, please head across to our website, district32.com.au.